The mini bar, Sherry. Over the last 5 years, Sherry has enjoyed a resurgence among American bartenders, fueled by both a rediscovery of important cocktail classics such as the Sherry Cobbler and the Bamboo, and an increase in wine knowledge on both sides of the bar. This fortified wine is produced in a number of styles, from bone dry to sticky sweet, all of them primed for mixing in the Sherry region of Southwest Spain. Three styles most commonly called for in drinks are Fino or Manzanilla, Amontillado or Olorosa, all of them dry wines. Fino and Manzanilla, the later simple name for the Fino made in the town of Sanlúcar de Barrameda, derives their crisp, distinctive flavor from aging under a layer of yeast called flor, which protects the wine from oxygen. Amontillado is essentially an older Fino that has aged at first under flor and then, with influence of oxygen, has yielded a darker wine that's nuttier and more intensively savory. Olorosa, meanwhile, is exposed to the oxygen throughout the aging process, making for the even deeper nutty savory profile and a texture that is much rounder than that of Amontillado. You'll also find recipes that can call on cream sherry and PX sherry, the color of molasses with the flavors that range from raisins to chocolate to black tea. PX sherry can add great richness and complexity to drinks in very small doses. Cream sherry, meanwhile, is typically a blend of Oloroso and PX sherry that can be used as a sub-in for sweet vermouth. In our view, all home bars should include a selection of sherry. Not only is it important the world's great wines, but is also an essential part of cocktails past and present. The first recipe in this book is Sherry Cobbler. By most accounts, Sherry Cobbler is an American-born cocktail thought to have originated sometime in the 1820s or the early 30s. But like most 19th century drinks, its origins are foggy. Its great launching pad to an international renown came courtesy to Charles Dickens and his Life of the Adventures of Martin Chuzzlewit. In a scene now famous among cocktail dorks, Chuzzlewit, reacting to his first sherry cobbler, sums up the 19th century sentiment around the drink. Martin took the glass with an astonished look, applied his lips to the reed, and cast up his eyes once in ecstasy. He paused no more until the goblet was drained to the last drop. This wonderful invention, sir, said Warwick, tenderly putting the empty glass, is called a cobbler.